This is the Jerry DePoto Show.
Presented by Ram Trucks.
And GEICO. Every Thursday at 3:30 with Danny, Dave, and more.
Looking forward to it every week.
The latest transactions. The breakdown on the Mariners' latest moves. The reason behind the decisions that shape the organization.
I love the time together. It gives me a chance to hold myself accountable.
Now, here's Danny, Dave, and more.
We are joined now by the Mariners' general manager, Jerry DePoto, with us on the Venue Kings Hotline. Jerry, I know we wish that there had been more success recently. I guess I'll start off by asking you, how do you use what's happened these past few weeks in the decisions that you'll make going forward with the team?
We have to use it. We've watched the team just struggle repeatedly for the last 2 months, and we're all accountable for it. It starts with me, and we were in a position to do special things, and we had a group that was playing together in a way that was so energizing for everybody around the team. And we watched it methodically and painfully be pulled apart over the course of these last 2 months. And it's gotten worse as we've gone. So that has to be a part of our decision-making headed into 19. And frankly, those are some tough decisions because we're at a bit of a crossroads in looking at where we are as a club and trying to determine how we get to a championship level, because we've taken two steps forward and then three steps back, and that's on us.
Jerry, a few names of guys through this tough stretch that you've had that have been real bright spots for your club.
Oh, there have definitely been some. I have Mitch Haniger, Denard Span, Nelson Cruz. They're steady, and you know what you're going to get from them every day, and they've remained focused, and they are having their normal seasons. I won't say that they're doing anything extraordinary. They're being who they are, and that's all we can ask of any player, is to stay focused and effectively show up every day and do what they do and do their job, to put it frankly. And they have done that, and they've never wavered. And they're going to go through slumps like everybody else does, but they've never wavered. And I think they have been highlights through a really difficult time, not because they've maintained their productivity, but because of who they are and the way they've gone about it. They've been very steady.
Have you ever seen a player as mature as Mitch Haniger? I mean, he's not exactly up there age-wise. And, man, just the way he carries himself and the seriousness and just the hard work, it's trying to think of another young player like him that's such a great example so early on in his career.
It's remarkable. He has so many characteristics of great leaders in regard to do what I do. I think Nelson is similar in that way. And neither one of them is a real vocal guy, but they both lead by example. And if you behave in the way they behave, showing up to do the job the way Mitch does it, it's studying his opponent, it's knowing himself, it's preparing for what comes next, and it's understanding that when the book closes on today, he moves on to the next day. He has an ability to maintain focus, not just through a 9-inning game, but from day to day, from week to week, and that's what's really made a difference in Mitch's season. He's this year as opposed to last, he's not really drifted at all. He's focused every day, and I think it's a remarkable trait for any player, especially one so young.
Jerry, you talked about the team maybe being pulled apart a little bit. Just wondering about the extent of chemistry concerns you might have. I know, you know, there was the fight last week, and we just kind of passed that off as something that happened, but maybe there was more to it than that. You look at a team like the Padres that you lost four in a row to, you have a hard time explaining that. So if you're a Mariner fan like I am, and I know a lot of people are, you're fishing around looking for what's happened to this team, and you can't believe it when you watch a game like yesterday with nine batters striking out in a row.
No, it's very clear. And in times of struggle, you find out about character, how people will answer in times of adversity. And frankly, that was one of the highlights of this team in the first half of the season. And it's been one of the lowlights in the second half of the season. We have not responded to that adversity in the same way. It has been a struggle, and when teams pull apart is when they no longer bond together or bind together, and they don't fight through the adversity. I'm not telling you anything you're not watching. You're seeing it every day, and we're accountable for that. And then we have to figure out how to get back on track. And it's not pointing to the old cliche, you've got no leaders. We have 25 leaders. They just have to be, they have to be accountable to one another, and we as a staff have to be accountable to them.
I suppose there's no easy answer, or you'd have it, but what do you think, generally speaking, has happened to the hitting?
We have really struggled. There's no question. We have a group of players, frankly, it's close to half our lineup since the midpoint of the season, who just stopped getting on base with any regularity. And you're going to go through slumps in baseball season where you get hot and then you're not. We have had roughly half our lineup just effectively disappear for half a season. And it's really hard to score runs when only half of your lineup is working. And understanding that you can't put three or four hitters in a position to have to churn night after night. And that's what we've done. And sometimes it's not even three or four. So it's just being accountable for the position that we've put ourselves in. It's been a very difficult second half of the season for our offense. And we've done, for the most part, what we thought we could do, pitching. And we've had some great seasons from guys like Eddie and Alex Colomé and Wade LeBlanc and the contributions that have been made across the board by the steadiness of some of our pitching has been there. The offense just took a left turn at roughly the 1st of July, and we've not been able to get back on track. I wish I knew why it was that way. We're not taking our walks. We're swinging and missing at a far greater rate than we really ever have in our careers as a group. And it's only been these last 2 months, and it just came out of nowhere, and we've not been able to get it back on track.
We're talking to Jerry DePoto, and just a couple more questions for him here. That one's tough to, it was kind of unforeseeable, because looking at the way this team was made up and the length of the lineup, and I thought even after Robinson Cano got suspended, you continued to see a really dangerous and versatile lineup. And like you said, it's just kind of stopped happening. And it really wasn't something that certainly something that I couldn't foresee from based on the track record of guys.
No, really couldn't. We came through the month of June and even the month of June that featured a tough schedule. And we were in the top five in the American League in virtually every category. Yeah, you name it: batting average, on base percentage, slug, OPS. We were somewhere between, you know, 3 and 5 in all of those areas in American League rankings. And lo and behold, you wake up in the middle of September and we are struggling to score runs to the point where we're in the bottom two or three teams in the league and runs scored. And we have fallen so far in our rate performance that it's almost impossible to believe, which correlates with losing, you know, roughly 19 games in the standings to the Oakland A's, who have been hot as fire, but We it's not like we had to go out and play 700 ball to wind up in the postseason. We just needed to do some of the things we were doing and hold serve, and we didn't do it, and that's on us. And we should be embarrassed by it, and I am.
Jerry, what's going on with Kyle Seager? I mean, I sit there and I watch him, and I wonder if it's, you know, mental or physical or a combination of both. I know he had the nice home run in the ninth inning yesterday, but anything you can put a finger on there?
It's very hard to struggle through the course of a season. I've been there. I've had a bad season as a player, and Kyle just hasn't had a good season. And it sometimes it gets worse before it gets better, because there's not a single guy out there, Kyle included, that doesn't care or isn't trying. And sometimes the way it appears is that they're not, but they truly are. And when you start getting too far down in the rabbit hole, it gets very hard to recover, and you're trying to hit a four-run homer every at bat, and it's not that easy. And Kyle got caught up in that vortex, and I think the good thing for Kyle Seager and for others in our lineup is that 2018 closes and 2019 gives him a new life. That will happen for Kyle Seager. He's still a guy who should be in the prime of his career, and everybody has their best year at some point. And everybody has their worst year. And my guess is you just watched Kyle Seager's worst year, right? And he will find a way to bounce back.
Jerry, we're always grateful for your time, and always, I always say it, but I do mean it. When you come on, even when things aren't going well, we appreciate it, because it'd be very easy to pass on these tough conversations. So thank you very much.
You got it, guys.